Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 21st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, my brother, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, has got a very, 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 very powerful message scheduled for you today. Today, we want to talk about this word, attune. Attunement, atone, and atonement with God, with self, and with others. This, my brother, this, my sister, is very key to you under, over, and understanding whose you are and who you are. To tune in, to get on the same frequency, the same wave, the same vibration as God, as your true, authentic self, you do not have the ability to vibrate on the same frequency with others. This, my brothers and sisters, is the key to all relationships. Whether you are relating to money, whether you are relating to health, whether you are relating to wisdom, whether you are relating to others, this is key. It is of utmost importance that you understand, attunement, with the conscious, subconscious, and the unconscious mind. The most profound aspect of the cladonomics of the mind is the unconscious. Everybody talks about the conscious. Everybody talks about the subconscious. Very few, however, talk about the unconscious. And it is the fact that you are unconsciously, consciously, subconsciously doing things that you're doing. And this ability to tap into your unconscious brain, this is why Rome adopted Christianity as the universal religion of its entire empire, to make sure that you remained in the unconscious realm. If you go all the way back to when Christianity was adopted by the Roman imperial government, the Romans, the Roman Empire, the politicians, they wanted you to be Christ drugged. They did not want you to be a unconscious weapon, a subconscious weapon, and a conscious weapon of God. So they made you unconscious, they made you subconscious, and they made you consciously drugged by God. This artificial religion now has put you on a unconscious artificial path that allows you to unconsciously, not subconsciously or consciously, but unconsciously, you are totally oblivious to the fact that now you are under the heading of Constantine. And Constantine now is the determining factor of your unconscious constellation or consolidation. You have been consolidated with his empire instead of being consolidated with the stars or with the constellations. Now you got Constantine. Now this is all unconscious. You're totally oblivious. You have no aware. So how can you be conscious of your unconscious? You got to tune in. This inability for you to understand that you are untuned, that you have unatonement, and that you have no atonement with God, with yourself, and with others. So right now as I'm speaking to you, the you that's listening to me is not you. You are not you. You have not been reconciled with God. You have not been reconciled with yourself. Therefore, you cannot be reconciled with others. You have not tuned in. You're on the wrong tone. You're on the wrong frequency, the wrong wave, the wrong vibration. There is no propitiation. There's no payment. And so without this payment, without this sensitivity, without this ability, you are unconscious. So everybody, again, brothers and sisters, this is important. This is very important. This is one of the most important lessons. Now, I said that yesterday, the day before, and they all are. I wish there was a way that everything this year that has been spoken could be downloaded into your unconscious brain. Forget the conscious brain. Forget the subconscious brain. It's the unconscious brain that I'm tapping on today. I'm knocking on your unconscious door. I need you to open it. How can you open what you don't even know you got? You don't even got the key to your unconscious brain. Your unconscious brain is controlling your life unconsciously. And if you do not understand that you got to tune in to something that you don't even know exists. So you are unconscious, brother. I'm unconscious, and I'm trying to be awake. I'm trying to wake up. That's the whole reason I have a website called Wake Up Black America. And black is the absence of all color and the inclusion of all color. Therefore, it means Wake Up America. So you're unconscious, brother. We're all unconscious, so now we got to do something about it. So the fact that you are unconscionable, meaning that you have no right, you are not a shareholder, so you have to wait. Now, this word unconscious is a very dangerous word, so I need to make sure you understand what I mean before we talk about the solution. So if you are unconscious, what does that mean? Now, you got a conscious brain, you got a subconscious brain, but it's the unconscious brain that I'm talking about. The unconscious brain, that's the part of the mind that is inaccessible to the conscious mind. But it affects your behavior and all of your emotions. So your ego, your inner self, your psyche, your subconscious brain, this is the cycle that you are in. Now, you have a cycle. You don't even know why you do what you do. You just do it. It's automatic skills that is the source of all of your intuition and your dreams. That's why I don't do dreams, because the dreams come from the unconscious realm. I don't know what's in there. Neither do you. Let me make sure you understand the depth of what I've just said. Unconscious means not conscious. It means without awareness. It means no cognition. It means it's temporarily devoid. Temporarily. It means it's not perceivable. There is a level of awareness that you are unaware of. That's running your life. So you are unaware why you're poor. That's why you're poor. You are unaware why you order what you order. Now, everything that's happening in your life right now, you ordered it, but you're not aware of it. Your unconscious brain produced the environment that you're in. So look around. Look around and take inventory. Look at your car. Look at your house. Look at your bank account. Look at your health. Look at your lack of it. Look at your wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, brother. The occurrence of it. The only way that it is manifested is a part of your brain has ordered it, but you are not aware. And more importantly, you don't have access. You can't influence what's going on. It is unconscious. The word unconscious means unaware. Now, remember, I did the show yesterday that said that in order to change, you got to be aware of your life. You cannot change diddly that you're not aware of. Awareness is the first step of change. You're an alcoholic, you're not aware of it, you can never freaking change it. You're in poverty, you're unaware that you're poor, you will never freaking change it. You're an emotional person, but nobody walked up to you and looked you in the eyeballs and told you you're unaware. Unawareness, brother, unawareness means you are unaware. It means that the conscious thought is unavailable. It means temporarily inaccessible. It means you are knocked out. It means, again, according to dictionary.com, definition back in 1712, it means un. Un means not. So everything that I'm saying means that you don't got it. You have no Christ consciousness. Everything I do is about consciousness. So unconscious, which is the biggest part of your brain. So you mean to tell me you are doing shizness and you're not aware of one's actions, one's behavior? You have no idea. How do I know? How the hell y'all think I've been doing what I've been doing in my life? Now think. So lying, cheating, if I'm a Christ consciousness, I'm born with it. How can I do the total opposite of it? This is called the dark side of giftedness. Everybody will stay in the dark until you can see in the dark. Let me say that again. I have that in pretty much every book I've ever written. You will stay unconscious until you can see that you are unconscious. So everything I'm talking about today doesn't apply to you unless you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not tuned in. How do I know you're not tuned in? I ain't thinking about it. I know you're not. There's nobody on earth that's tuned in. That's the problem. How can our government do? How can our government knowingly give vaccines to children at birth? The child haven't even taken his first breath. They spank the child on the butt. They stick the child in his heel, take his blood type, and then they give it a bunch of medication to do what? To cut off the child's DNA and keep the child from vibrating and becoming attuned and toned. They do that at birth. How can grown men and women with PhDs do that? Them fools are unconscious. They have no clue. How could they put the Messiah on the cross, crucify him? Now, what did the Messiah say? Whether you believe the story or not is irrelevant. What did he say? He says, Father, forgive them, for them fools are unconscious. They know not what they do. Unconscious, brother. Unconscious means you're doing shiznits and you don't know why you're doing it. You don't even know what you're doing. I've caused so much pain and hurt to myself, to my God, and to others. The only explanation, when my wife looked me in the eye and asked me, why did you do it? I had no excuse. There is no excuse. I was temporarily insane. I was knocked out. I was psychologically unavailable. I was not tuned in, unconscious. We got to deal with it. So you are unconscious. It's running your life. All the shiznits that's happening to you right now, your unconscious brain set it up. Since you was unconscious, that your conscious brain, reason and logic, your subconscious brain, love and compassion, couldn't do shiznits about it. Your unconscious brain, fear, doubt, and unbelief, running the show. Unconscious, fear, doubt, unbelief. Unconscious, fear, doubt, unbelief. Unconscious, fear, doubt, unbelief. So you are unconsciously manifesting fear, doubt, and unbelief. Just like Job said, the thing that I am unconscious about has come upon me. That's what's happening to you right now. Look at your life, brother. Look at your life, sister. The thing that you fear, it is an unconscious fear that was placed in you by your mama and your daddy, they mamas and they daddies, your reverend, doctor, bishops, your aunts, your cousins, whatever you saw as a child growing up, and you're like, oh, wow, I don't know what that is. You saw little green men like I did. You saw shadow people. You didn't know what the hell they were. When you told somebody, they say, Nico, you're crazy. You didn't see that. That doesn't exist. And you was like, all I know is I woke up and I couldn't move. Now, when I was a kid and I had night paralysis, and I told them, you know what they told me? You imagining stuff. All I know is there was something sitting on my chest. I couldn't get up. I was awake, but my body, my brain says left arm moved, and my left arm says we can't. Now, that was real. Nobody could tell me to this day. Nobody can tell me. Now, I already know. I've done the research. I know now because I'm not a kid anymore. But there is something that's going on in your life right now, brother, that you got. It's manifested. It's here. You got some sickness. You got some poverty. You got some, bad religion. You know it's bad because you ain't feeling nothing. You ain't got nothing, but you're still doing it. You're in a bad relationship, and you stay in there. You ain't even trying to fix it. You don't even care. Why? Your unconscious brain is running the conscious and the subconscious brain. So what are we going to do? We're going to tune in, brother. We're going to tune in. Let's break this down. Father, touch the minds of every heart, soul, mind, will, and emotion that's tuned in today. The word A-T-T-U-N, it means to bring into accord. It means to bring into harmony. It means to bring into a sympathetic resonance or a sympathetic relationship. Notice this is the key to attunement. This is the key to at one mint. This is the key to go from being the prototype to the archetype. This is the key. Sympathetic. The word sympathetic means it's characterized by. It means it's preceded. It means this comes first. First thing. Feeling. Sympathy. Sympathizing. Compassion. It is, again, looking, you got to look for it. This is a part of the autonomic nervous system, the ANS. This is a part of the nerves that arise from the thyronic and the lumbar regions of your spinal cord. This is called parasympathetic system. Now, notice where it is located. Your spinal cord, spiritual antenna. Your spinal cord, spinal means spiritual, cord, it means C-H-O-R-D, not C-O-R-D. It is a musical frequency. It is a wave, it is a vibration. That's why it's called a tune, which really means a tone. But it's notice it is S-Y-M, it is SIM, Patty. SIM, S-Y-M, means a symphony. S-Y-M or S-Y-N. That word is a prefix, a prefix, SIM. So SIM is short for symmetry. It's short for symbol. It's short for symphony. That means a bunch of instruments. So this symmetry, brother, this symmetry, it is an arrangement of parts that corresponds or that reciprocate. Now, I got to be didactic today. I don't apologize for it, but I must be very elementary. I must speak on an eighth grade level so that way you can under, over, and understand. Otherwise, you're going to miss the tone and the frequency that I'm vibrating on. It is a symbol that is a pathic. So let me make sure you understand, brother. Let me make sure you understand, sister. This is important. This is huge. S-Y-M means symbol. Now, that is in logogram. It means it is a pixel or a picture that you look at. So that's the first thing. It's a symbol. Second, it is a symphony. Now, a symphony means it is a very elaborate frequency composition of three or more. Why? One standing alone is easily defeated. Two, standing back to back can conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. It is a vocal composition of three or more. Three, my anointed brother. That's a symphony. You got to have this. You got to have a symbol, a picture. You got to have a symphony, a group of related thought. And it must be in a symmetrical arrangement. In other words, it must have a proper proportion. It must have a geometrical shape. It must have a particular pattern. It must be METRY. That means it is the process. It must be arranged in a meter, M-E-T-E-R. It must be, again, the process of measuring. Now, we talked about that yesterday. It comes from the Latin word metros. That I've been talking about, which gives us the word transform in Romans 12:2, meros. Meros is a Greek word that comes from Metatron. Now, I can't get into Metatron and who he was and all this stuff. The word Metatron means a measure. It means a meter. Now, remember, we talked about yesterday during the Cleonomics class, declare and decree. Do you remember? Remember last night, the word declare? What does it mean? It means to count something by measure. It means that I know something, that I have a process. It is a step-by-step system. It means that I've wrote it down. So to tune into something, I need a step-by-step process that you can count it. It's in such an order. It means that I know it so well, I put it into a particular process, a particular principle, a particular procedure. That produces a particular product, that results in a particular profit that gives me a particular mindset of peace. One word, not even the whole word, S-Y-M. S-Y-M means symbol, symphony, and symmetry. So this symbol, this symphony, this synthetic, if you will, or this sympathetic, or this symphony, this must be sympathetic. So the second word to S-Y-M is this word P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Let me break it down for you so that way you get a clear definition.
Pathetic.
And let me pronounce it for you.
Pathetic. Pathetic.
Pathetic means causing or invoking pity, sadness, or sorrow. It means something that causes you, moves you to a place where you feel sadness and sorry. Heavenly Father, testimony to your people. Sympathy. Sympathetic. You must have the Latin word patheticus, the Greek patheticos, suffer. Now, if you don't suffer with Christ, you can't reign with Christ. Suffering has nothing to do with having nothing. It has to do with feeling. So people think to be crucified with Christ means to suffer, or the ability to suffer with Christ. Now remember, all of this, you have no clue. You're unaware of it. You're unconscious to this. So I need a symbol. I need a diagram. I need a picture that invokes, makes you feel empathy, sympathy. I need a frequency, and it has to be three layers deep in order for you to over and understand what I'm expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today that allows you to have pathy. Now, pathetic means it is invoking or expressing pity or sympathy. It is the thing that affects the emotions. It's the thing that excites the passions. It is the thing that moves, that stirs, that affects. It's, again, from the Greek, it means subject to feeling. Sensitivity makes you sensitive. It is the ability. Now, this is what I didn't have. It makes you pathos. Pathy, meaning arousing pity or pitiful. It allows you to be connected with somebody else and feel their pain. Now, that's what the word A-T-T-U-N-E means. So if you cannot, to my pain, if you can't feel my pain, brother, if you can't feel my pain, sister, you are not tuned in. It is impossible to you to get out of your unconscious brain. The only way out of your unconscious brain is to feel what God feels, is to feel what you feel, and to feel what other people feel. It means that you are so miserable. It arouses pity. It makes you pitiful. Notice it doesn't appeal to the person's success. It appeals to your ability to attach to the person's failure. So when I talk about what happened to me as a kid, and if it doesn't produce sadness and sorrow for you, if it doesn't move you, then you're not tuned in. You are unconscious. This is why a grown man can anally penetrate a little boy. Because he is not tuned in to that little boy's feelings. If you are unconscious, my brother, if you are unconscious, my sister, no man or woman on earth can assist you because you are untuned. The word attuned is a sympathetic relationship. this automatically adjusts you. The word attuned means adjustment. So I need to adjust. I need you to make an adjustment because right now you're not tuned in. You're conscious, you're subconscious, but unfortunately, your conscious brain and your subconscious brain is being controlled by your unconscious brain. Your unconscious brain means you don't give up about me. Now, all my life, I had arrested development disorder. That means that my development stopped because I had a traumatic event, and that prohibits me from adjusting to acclimate. Now, I don't even know, let me get the correct pronunciation on this word because let me make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. Bear with me one moment, let me pull it up. If I can get it, hang on just 1 second. This is very important because this is how the enemy gets us. This ability or inability to basically under, over, and understand, how does it feel to be in somebody else's skin?
Acclimatize.
Let me play it again.
Acclimatize.
Can you acclimatize? Can you adjust to another climate? The only way you can't, you're unconscious. That word means to adapt or to become accustomed to a new climate, a new environment, a new frequency, a new wave, a new vibration. So the Father is sending the frequency, the waves, the vibration, but your ability to adjust has been stopped, and it has been replaced because of a traumatic event that happened to you as a kid. Maybe it didn't. Maybe you was an adult. All I know is you can't tune. Now, the word attune means to tune or to bring into harmony. It means that you change your current location and you change it to somebody else's. Can you do that? If you can't, that means that you cannot A-T-O-N-E. Now, the word attune means the word atoned. Let me make sure you understand because this is really deep, man. I hope that you guys are understanding me and what I'm saying because this is the only way to get out of your problems. The only way is you got to tune to God first. You got to tune to yourself second. See, the ego prevents you from tuning in to the higher self. So right now, the higher self, you're not attuned. You have no attunement. You haven't atoned. You have no atonement with your own self. So your conscious and your subconscious brain is not you because the unconscious brain is sabotaging you. So we got to deal with the unconscious brain. Now we got to, again, atone.
Atone.
The word atone means to make amends or to make a because of an offense or a crime. Because you have been offended. Now, if I can do anything or if I can say anything to offend you, every time you get offended, you are getting adjusted. Now, remember, the only way to be possessed is that I got to do something to, again, oppress. That's the same word as offend. Now, the word oppress means cruel, harsh, unjust treatment that is perceived, does not have to be real. If you think that I said something, you get offended. Your frequency changes. Don't believe me? Try it out. Go up to a black man, an older black man or black woman, and call him the N-word and watch his facial expression change just like that. Why? You changed his tone. You offended him. Now, once he is offended, that allows him to make errors of deficiency. It means to make error or deficiencies. So you cannot make an error or an efficiency unless I get you out of unity and harmony and a concord. So the word atone means that you and God are at one with. You're one with God. You're one with yourself, and you're one with others. So if I can get you to be un-one with God, if I can get you to be un-one with yourself, if I can get you to be un-one with others, but how do I do it? Piss you off. So is there anything that can piss you off? Some people got a lot of things that can piss them off. That means that you got a lot of unagreements. That means you got a lot of things that make you unamended, that you have no recreation. Now, brothers and sisters, you are not tuned in with God. You're not at one with. There's no atonement. There's no atonement with God. Now, you got an atonement, but it's not with the big G. It's with a lesser entity. Whoever offended you, then they connect you with that the deity that offended you. Now, there are plant-based deities. So when you do mushrooms, when you do ayahuasca, when you do any plant-based, you are tuned with that demon or that disposition. Now, when you eat an animal, you get attuned with that animal. Now, there has to be this. If this doesn't take place,
Reparation.
Make sure you understand.
Reparation.
Reparations means I'm going to make an amends for a wrong by compensation. Now, in order to amend, which is what the word that we are discussing, the words that we are discussing today, A-T-T-U-N, attuned means I'm going to make an amends. Attunement, I'm going to make an amends so that way I can feel what's going on in your life. Otherwise, I can't feel you. Atonement. So I got to make an amends. I got to make a reparations with God. I got to make a reparations with myself. I got to make a reparations with others. Now, that means to repair. It means restoration to good condition. So this word,
Reparation
actually means restoration. I got to repair. Because the word means to repair. Reparations means repair eight. It means atonement, satisfaction, compensation, renewal, renovation, repair. So if I don't make a repair to my something's wrong with my unconscious brain. I got to repair it. So my unconscious brain needs a process that makes amends because of an injury that has occurred. I have to compensate. I have to indemnify. Now, I like that word because that's a insurance word. I got to indemnity or indemnify. Now, that word is a very, very powerful word. And let me get the correct pronunciation for that one as well.
Indemnity.
That means, again, I got to compensate for damage or for loss. So, and for insurance, it means that if I run into the back of your car, I got to indemnify. That means that I got to replace the damage that I caused to your car. I am liable. So, again, atonement means, again, the word indemnify means indemnity. Now, it means compensation for loss. It means reimbursement. It comes from a Latin word that means security for damage. Father, touch the minds of your people. Security for damage. So you get insurance for what? Insurance is because they know there is a good possibility you're going to damage somebody else's property. So before you damage it, I'm going to put aside money. Father, touch the minds of your people. So I'm going to ask you a question. They're one of the most profound questions, and I need you to think about this question. What have you set aside unconscious brain is going to cause? You're not even aware that you got an unconscious brain that is causing damage. So you have no indemnity. So shouldn't this happen in your life, right now you have not prepared for the damage that was caused by the bad decision that you made. This word means damn. It means, again, security from damage or from the damned, from being damned. It means protection against future damage. So let me make sure you understand. Not only do you need to understand that the reason that you're not tuned in is because there is no legal exemption from the penalties or the liabilities that incurred through your acts that you have unconsciously done. Jesus, Yahushua, paid that penalty, that liability that you incurred. It's already paid for. If you don't understand that, shizness can happen to you. You ain't got no money to pay the damage that you caused. Can I repair the damage that I caused to my wife? I can't repay that. When you cheat on somebody, you violate. That's what the Bible talks about. Man, you can do a lot of stuff. But fornication is a sin that you commit not only on your own body, but it has, because it takes place really in the fornix or the fornix of the brain. Fornication has nothing to do with physical sex. It's mental. So what have you set aside to deal with that damage that you cause and you are causing, that you're going to cause, because you got an unconscious brain? See, you can't get rid of the unconscious brain. It's unconscious. But your conscious brain and your subconscious brain can override it. What does that mean? That means that you can attune, you can attunement, you can atone, and you can atonement that overrides your flesh. Romans 7:18. I got an entire book that says, I am too human. It says, with my flesh, I serve the devil. With my mind, I serve God. That means that my mind atones for my flesh. That means Yahushua atoned. The blood of Christ atones. It makes an atonement for our sins. It covers. It repairs. So unless you are on that same frequency, you don't get that tone. You don't get that frequency. You don't get that wave, that vibration, that indemnity. Now, again, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because this is very important. It is security from damage. Security for damage. My unconscious brain causes damage, but it doesn't affect my conscious or my subconscious brain because I have security. Now, let me make sure you understand what the word security means. Now, this is important.
Security. Security.
Security. Dictionary.com means freedom from damage. Freedom. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. See, y'all don't understand. This is personal for me, man. I don't know. I don't know if y'all can relate, because I don't know if y'all been through what I've been through. I don't know if you can relate, brother. I don't know if you can relate, sister. Freedom from the damage that I've caused. Freedom from the anxiety, freedom from fear, freedom from doubt, freedom. Please go to dictionary.com and type in the word security and read it for yourself. Don't believe a word I'm freaking saying to you today. See, I got this because I'm tuned in. So people are asking all the time, with Brother Will, man, you do some bad, you a bad man. But you walk around and you carry yourself like you God skipped to the planet, damn Skippy, because I got freedom. But how did I get the freedom, brother? How did I get the freedom? I tuned in to God. It is a state of being secure. You think I got security because I did something? You think I have freedom from poverty. I have freedom from ignorance. I have freedom from disease. I have freedom from a bad relationship. I'm in a condition of being secure. I have securitas in the Latin. In the Greek, I have securios, securios. It means free from care. It means, brothers and sisters, and let me calm down a little bit. I'm getting a little excited. It means something which secures. It means safety of a state of mind. It is a legal. It means property. It is a bond. So when you A-T-T-U-N, you have a bond with God. You have a bond with yourself. You have a bond with others. It is a document held by a creditor. It is a security bond. So God bonded me out of jail. I don't know if y'all understand, man. I'm trying not to get excited, man, but y'all making me get excited. Because when you get to this level of understanding, it is telecommunications. Now, most people think telecommunications has to do with this bullshitness that we got on this earth. But I got a tele. It means to transport. Communications, it means a frequency or language. So me and God, we communicate with each other on a encryption. The channel that I communicate with God is encrypted. It is encoded. You need a cipher. I have an encrypt. That's what this word means. It means to put a message into a code. That code is my codon in my DNA. When I get A-T-T-U-N with God, he puts an encrypted message that the devil can't hijack because it's coded. It is a message that's put into a specific distortion so that the enemy can't dissect it. He can't decrypt the message. So God sends me, I don't know if you understand, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Brothers and sisters, when you get attuned with God, when you get attuned with yourself, when you get attuned with your mate, you and your mate talk mental telepathy, and it's distorted. You ever sit down at a table, and you and your husband, you and your wife are talking, and y'all have this inside joke that only you and your husband know? It's a code. You ever notice how, like, me and my wife can look at each other, and that means let's get the check. We need to go home, and we need to finish dinner at home in the bed. Now, the children don't know. The waiter don't know. Nobody on earth knows that look. There's a look that my wife gives me. That look means to go down. Now, nobody else knows the look, but I know it, and my wife knows it. Why? We tuned in to each other. We have atonement. We have at one wit. So I'm at one. So there is a feeling. There's something in my chest, brother. There's something in my chest, sister, that tunes in. I was talking with a client today, and we were talking about that scripture in Ecclesiastes that says, with the reading of many books or the making of many books, it brings about confusion. With an increase of knowledge, there's an increase of sorrow. And I was sharing, and we was talking about how that was my downfall. See, I'm a very learned man. I got 50 books. But those books, sometimes, because those books are in my head, they ain't in my heart. Meaning, they're not in the tone and the frequency, that secret encryption that only me and God have, that only me and my higher self have, that only me and the relationship that I have with other people. So sometimes the reading of too many books interferes with the scription, with the communication, with the telecommunication. So be careful. Read, study. Don't let it interfere with the telecommunication between you and God, between you and your true self, because that higher, that unconscious brain is interfering with the conscious and the subconscious. That's what it means. Now, brothers and sisters, like I've said before, that's just one word. We just broke down one word. Freedom from danger. Freedom from anxiety. Freedom from fear. Freedom from doubt. Freedom from unbelief only comes by being tuned in to a frequency that gives you assurance, that makes you certain, that makes you positive, that gives you safeguard, that gives you safety, that assures you from want. It assures you from ignorance. It assures that you will not be engaged in any foolishness. It makes you secure. It guarantees a condition of being secure. Guarantee. It's a safety because it is producing a bond. between you and God. Now, bonds are something that fastens. It's something that confines. It's something that holds together. It is a cord. It is a frequency. It is a wave. It is a vibration. It is a band. It is a ligament. Do you have that? Guess what that's a bond in? It is something that binds a person to a certain circumstances or line of behavior. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. Atonement. When you tune into God. Now, remember, it starts off with a symbol. It starts off with, again, a, what was the other S? It was the three S's. A symbol. It makes you symmetric, and it puts you in harmony with. How does it do that? Because it takes the person, it puts you in a set of circumstances or an environment that controls your behavior. Anybody in behavioral problems, anybody needs to guarantee that you will never, the demons you see today, you will never see them again to yourself. Tune in to others. It creates a bond. A cord, a rope, a band, a ligament that confines, that fastens, that holds together, that binds the person to a certain set of circumstances that puts you in a line of behavior. It seals you with an agreement that unites the individual with a covenant, that makes you part of a corporation or a government. I'm reading all this from dictionary.com. This bond, brother, this bond establishes your behavior. Bad behavior, bad bond. Who you tuned into, brother? Who you tuned into, sister? I can tell who you tuned into by your behavior. Bond, again, in the original definition, going back to 1050, Middle English, B-O-N-D-E, Old English, B-O-N-D-A. It means husbandman. Let me say that again. Husbandman. That's what bond means. It's like a farmer. So a bond means husbandman. Two words, husbandman. This husbandman means head of a family. It means tiller of the soil, cultural term. It is a Hebrew term that means engaged in architectural or means engaged in the first occupation. It means esteemed and honorable. Genesis 9:20, Genesis 9:26, Genesis 26:12. Genesis 14, and Genesis 37, verse 7. When you get attuned with God, when you get atoned, now remember, everything starts with one word, sympathy. It means attaching to somebody else's sorrow. So the reason that you're not tuned into God, you have not attached to his sorrow. Not his success, his sorrow. The reason that you're not wealthy, you haven't attached yourself to the bad side of wealth, not the good side. So when you get a lot of money, what happens? You ever heard that song with my Puff Daddy? I think it was Mace. More money, more problems. No, I think it was Biggie who said that. What does he mean? More money, more problems. So we talk about wealth. We talk about health. We talk about wisdom. We talk about relationships. How do you tune into that frequency? What's the dark side of wealth? You got a lot of money. Everybody and their grandmother is going to be on to take your money. How do you not deal with what is your security? What is your bond that prevents you from operating in fear? See, God will never give you anything. God will never put more on you than you can bear. Since you're not prepared for the dark side of wealth, you cannot obtain the good side of wealth. Now remember, you stay in the dark, unconscious brain, until you can see in the dark, unconscious brain. So until you become conscious of your temporary devoid of consciousness, you will not have awareness, you will not have the sensation, you will not have the cognition of wealth. Let me say why. Let me explain why poverty exists. Let me explain why disease exists. Let me explain why ignorance exists. Let me explain why bad relationships exist. They exist because if you experience the success, you get the big head and you leave. God would rather you be a member. God would rather you enter into the kingdom with one eye than the both eyes. Now remember, God said that it is better to pluck out your eye, to cut off your hand, so that way you can enter into the kingdom with one eye, with one hand, than it is to experience wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, but lose your salvation. So because you can identify with my pain, you cannot identify with my success. So until you become, now remember the definition of the word, because the word establishes the world. Attunement means the ability to connect, really. I'm not talking about this fake stuff. Oh, Brother Will, I understand what it must have been horrible for you, brother, when you was a kid, go to bed every night with no food. Oh, God bless you, my child. I'm not talking about that. That's window dressing. I'm talking about really feel. Really put yourself in another man's shoes. That is the foundation of every religion on the planet. That is universal. That's true. That's true religion. That's true spirituality. If you want to be spiritual, if you want to be a spiritual, if you want to walk on spiritual water, if you want to be an implement of Christ, not drugged by an implement of the Christ, not drugged by the Christ. Now, everybody's drugged. That means that your body is releasing colostrum going through your body, and you are now drugged. But if you want to be used by Christ, if you want to be a weapon, brother, if you want to be a weapon, sister, if you want to speak, if you want to walk around with dunamis power, if you want to walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil, do what Jesus did. Don't worship what he did. Do what he did. When they abused him, they spat on him. They put a crown of thorns on him. They pierced him in his side. They gave him vinegar and water to drink. They laughed at him. They took his robe. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He tuned into their ignorance. Can you do that, brother? Can you do that? Can you tune in? I don't know if you understand. Can you tune in, brother? That's what ATTUN means. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue with part two. So that way you can become a tiller of your own soil. Until you become the head of the family. This word, at the core, it means in Hebrew, one, let me go to dictionary.com, bottom of the page, husbandman. Let me read it exactly like it said in the original text, the word origin. It says, head of a family, early 14th century, tiller of the soil, from husband plus man. You must be the husband and you must be the man. That's how you tune in, brother. That's how you tune in, sister. Are you the husband and are you the man? Are you a boy? Now, see, I have not been a husband. I have not been a man. I wasn't tuned into my freaking wife. I wasn't tuned into my children. I wasn't tuned into my health. That's why I put anything in my freaking mouth. I wasn't tuned in to wisdom. That's why I was reading any and every freaking book. I wasn't tuned into money. That's why I had freaking 60-plus jobs. That's why I started with 23 different businesses. I wasn't tuned in. I wasn't tuned in. I wasn't tuned in. I was freaking dead. I was a walking dead man. I was unconscious. My subconscious and my conscious brain, I put it on the shelf, and I was a walking dead man. I wasn't being the husband of my wave, my vibration. A husband means that you are married. It means that you are in a relationship with. It means that you become and you manage. You become prudent. The word husband means house, boor, B-O-O-R. Do y'all want to get real or y'all want to play church? The word husband means head of a household. It means master of the house. It means householder. It means house dweller. It means house, the ability to dwell. The house means steward. A husband is a steward. Are you a good steward over your house? Now, your house is your body, brother. So, have I been a good steward over my body? What about you? Have you been a good steward over your body? Are you a husband? Now, this word has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with mental disposition. The word man has nothing to do with gender either. It has to do with disposition. The word man means member of a particular being or species. The word man, now remember, you got to be the husband, man. That's how you tune in. You got to be the husband and the man of wealth. You got to be the husband and the man of health. You got to be the husband and the man of wisdom. You got to be the husband and the man of relationships. Are you the husband? Have you been the husband? And have you been the man? That's why you have no wealth. That's why you have no health. That's why you have no wisdom. That's why you're not in a good relationship. Now, the word man, contrary to popular belief, means hero. It means brave. It means servant. The word man is a proto-Germanic word. It is Old Saxon word. If you go all the way down to the original definition of the word man, it means to think. It means mind. Man is mind, and mind is man. It means that which makes the ground. It means one who has intelligence. So man and husband, husband means tiller of the soil. Soil is the body. Are you taking care of your body? Your body means your temple. That is why I'm doing the temple building DNA blueprint for success program. The word man means manus. It means manna. It means progenitor. That means generator of a species. Because every organ in your body is a part of you. So are you tuned in? Are you tuned in? The word tuned in, brothers and sisters, atone, that is one of the most powerful words on the planet. Tomorrow we got to continue with part two. We just talked about one word today, A-T-T-U-N-E, and attunement. Tomorrow we got to break down atonement. Very similar, but there is a difference. There's a big difference. Because this is the condition of being with one. Tune is the tone of being with one. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, today we broke down one word. This word is basically at its core. We went through atonement. We went through bond. We went through bonds. We went through husband. We went through man. We went through husband, man. We talked about security, freedom, total freedom. If you listen to this show and you still that got you wrapped up, you ain't free, you ain't tuned in. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not tuned in. We talked about indemnity, remember? And you mean to tell me you don't have something set away, you don't got no insurance for any penalty or liability, any loss, any damage that you can incur, any bad that I can do, I have money set aside. It's called God. It's called Yahushua, the HaMashiach. He is my security. So any sin that I can do, he already paid the freaking penalty, brother. He's already paid the freaking price. So don't try to put no freaking condemnation on me. Because I have compensation for any damage or any loss that I cause upon anybody on anything. I have an indemnity. I got insurance. I have protection. I have security against any damage or any loss that I incur or that incur upon me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All of who rise up against me shall fall. My sins have been removed from me as far as the east is from the west. With sins, past, present, and future, they all have been justified. They all have been sanctified. They all have been glorified by the blood of the Lamb. See, I overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Indemnity. Do you got that? Oh, yeah, you might want to get that policy if you don't got it. What about reparations? We talked about reparations. Remember, the word reparations, what does it mean, brother? It means compensation. It means restoration. It means to restore. It means to repair. That's what tuned in means. All of these words mean one word, attune. Do you got any reparations? Do you understand that one word, attune? It means that I am brought into accord and into harmony and into a sympathetic relationship with God. It means that I have a tune. I am tuned in to the frequency of God. I'm tuned in to the frequency of my true self. I'm tuned in to the frequency of others. How did I get tuned in? By that one word, sympathetic. Let's close with that one word that encompasses everything. This one word, my brother.
Sympathetic. Sympathetic.
S-Y-M and pathetic. Remember? We broke it down. If you don't have this, you're not tuned in. Sim, S-Y-M. Three S's. One, symbol. Two, sympathy. A symphony. A group. That means a bunch of related thoughts. Symmetry. Symmetry. That means they are in order. So let's put it in reverse. S-Y-M-M-E-T-R-Y. Remember that word M-E-T-Y? It means numbers. It means metros. Metros, again, that means your lot, your share, your destiny. Everything starts with Diakonia. Everything starts with Diakonia. Everything starts with Diakonia. If you don't know your lot, if you don't know your share, if you don't know your destiny, you don't have a group of related thoughts, you don't have a symbol inside your brain, you have no sympathy. How do you get sympathy? Purpose. So I know my purpose. So when I know my purpose, I know you got one. I know yours is different from mine. I don't know what it is, but I know you got one. And then since I know my purpose, that forces my brain to create a symphony. That means all of my thoughts, three or more, they all come together and they play the same tune. Master Teacher 33, didactic teacher, here to uplift the spirit of humanity, to build a temple. His name is Bethesiah. He's here to build a temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. That produces a symbol in my brain. So in my brain, I got a symbol, brother. I got something that represents something else. I got a figure. I got a pixel inside of my brain. I got a word. I got a phrase. I got an image. It's called a vision in my head. So that one word, attune, A-T-T-U-N-E, means symbol in the head. That comes from a group of related thoughts in the head. That comes from identity with the purpose that was given to you from the head. The head being God. One word. Not even a word. First, sim, S-Y-M. So that's the first thing. And then once you get the sim down, once you get those three S's and you got that image formula, then you need the pathy, or you need to be pathetic. What does pathetic mean? The word pathetic, remember? Let's break it down. Pathetic, brothers and sisters, means sadness, sorrow, pity. So if you cannot relate to my sadness, to my sorrow, to my pity, not my mountaintop, are you with me in the valley, brother? Are you with me in the valley, sister? Are you with me in my darkest place? Oh, yeah, you come around. See, if you are not with me in my valley, don't expect to glory with me on my mountaintop. Atonement means Jesus connected with the lowest of the low. He hung out with sinners, prostitutes, and tax collectors. Who you hanging out with? Jesus was called to the less fortunate. I am here for the underdog. I'm not here for no damn billionaires. I'm here for the less fortunate. Who you hanging out with, brother? Who do you have compassion for? The rich and famous, the one percenters? Then you ain't tuned in. Not to the big G. When you tuned in to the big G, brother, when you tuned in to the big G, sister, that means you have sympathy. That means that you have sadness. You have sorrow. That means that you understand the plight. And when somebody does something to you, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. When you tuned in, it affects your emotions. If you get excited, you get moved, you get stirred, you get affected, you're sensitive, you are now capable of having an emotional response to the liability and to the suffering of others. You are aroused, not turned off by pain. You want to help and not hurt. So if I had cheated on my wife, like I did, and if I did not, and if I was not moved or stirred, and if I could just go on and live my life and treat her like trash and just keep moving, that means I'm not tuned in. Thankfully, by the grace and mercy of God, I'm tuned in. And it's my job to help you tuned in. Because I used to be unconscious. Now, my dark behind is wide awake. Eyes are wide open. And I'm going to make sure that both of your eyes are wide open as well. Brothers and sisters, I suppose it got off about 5 minutes ago. So tomorrow, we will continue with atonement. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Getting money, grubbing schemes, yeah. still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.